Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live from the center of the universe.
Ashland VA,
Ashland,
baby.
VA.
Did you guys know this was the center of the universe? Anybody?
I've heard this.
I've heard the rumor. We're in the gravitational.
You saw the sign? I don't know if that's true or not.
I'll go with it.
It is right now.
We were feeling the gravitational pull.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It is right now. We've got Marionette with us tonight.
Boom.
Boom. And Sean's here, too. Sean's a little upset, though.
What up, dog?
He spilled his milkshake.
you can't cry over spilt milkshake.
Yeah, but you can punch a baby.
That's a good band name.
I cleaned it up for you, by the way.
Punch a baby.
I was going to eat that.
I mean, it's still on a paper towel in the trash.
I'm just going to ring it
Feel
out.
Free.
Feel All free. Right. So cool, Marionette, man. You guys are a four-piece psychedelic indie, is how I've heard it said before from Richmond. Does that work?
That works. I like it. We always hate that question, so thank you.
No problem, man. I actually met Marshall back in August, I think it was.
Yeah, whenever the RVA Music Fest.
Yeah, yeah. So we did the we were handing out CDs together, and. He told me it was psychedelic indie, so I actually imposed that question on him.
Holding that on us, man. Well done.
And so a four-piece. Adam, you play guitar?
I do. I try.
And I've seen you. I saw you guys at the Camel, man. You do some interesting things with your guitar as well. You don't just play it. You like to play it with the amps and the monitors as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, it's just I think where we're heading songwriting and what we're working on our next album is about sounds and textures and doing more improvisational stuff live in the context of the songs that we have. So, you know, playing a hollow body guitar like this, you move around and you can start to feel the energy and feedback and things. So it's sort of been a nice thing to start doing in our live show, and has really, I think, you know, been exciting for me, because you never know what it's kind of got a mind of its own, you know?
Absolutely. The Brian, he plays bass?
Yes, mostly bass. Been playing a little percussion here recently.
Saw that playing the solo floor tom over there.
Yeah, solo floor tom.
And a shaker.
A little shaker.
Yeah.
And even a little
want some keys now.
Tonight.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of getting, like, really into it, like, with the Mary Poppins guy, like, some, like, elbow cymbals or knee cymbals? Like, really get into it.
Brian's one-man band. I like it.
And then Marshall's on the keys.
Yeah, I play piano.
And we've got Kevin on the drums. And interesting
enough,
vocals too, man.
Yeah, man.
You sing and you play drums.
That's right.
It's like lefties.
No.
Yeah, it's like lefties. Like, well, I guess maybe not as common as lefties. I don't know the stats on that. Somebody look it up. Somebody Google that.
I'm left-handed.
A drummer that sings, that can...
Yeah, I'm in the minority, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's the two flakiest members of the band, the drummer and the singer.
You know,
I got that covered, I guess.
Does Kevin, like, double that stereotype?
When,
no, they cancel each other out.
They cancel out?
That's right, yeah.
That makes
also,
sense.
Also,
that's a way better answer than what I would have said.
Drummers tend to get drummers and singers tend to get the most action as well. Are you, I assume you're well covered in that department, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mostly by my girlfriend, who's listening right now.
mostly.
She's a lucky girl, man. She is a lucky girl.
Probably the only lead singer that carries equipment, too, because he has to.
That's right.
Do you get jealous when he's banging the tom?
Like, that's my job. You said tom. Yeah. I didn't know what you were going to
Guys, this is let's not get carried away. He meant floor tom, guys. Yeah. He's talking about the floor tom. Is there any drummer envy? Like, no, like, I got this.
Not at all.
It's his drum.
He doesn't. Yeah.
He could take
it.
He could take
it
home.
My stick. So
I don't see Brian singing while he's banging that floor tom. So cool. Well,
it's the next step, man.
So before we take a break and play a song, tell people who might be listening where they can find out more about Marionette.
Yeah, you can find out about us on our Facebook page, as well as marionettemusic.com, and you can see all our news and pictures and music and videos and all that stuff.
Check us out on Twitter as well.
All right, and we're gonna take a little break. When we get back, we're gonna hear a live song from Marionette, and then a little later in the hour, we're gonna hear one of their new tunes.
Sweet,
that's gonna be on the new album, correct? Right. Has anyone ever heard this before?
Not this recording, no.
Not the recording. Awesome. You played it live, though.
We played it live.
Okay.
Derek loves that.
It's the song. It's the song. When people hear it, they say, "What was that? What was that song you guys played? That thing with the thing."
Uh-huh.
It's cool.
Well, we will be hearing that in a little bit. Right now, this is The Kindling Kind with Wild Child. Just a wild child. A story unfolding all the while. The music plays in
located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org.
Get in, get out, get up, get down, get moving in!
The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE. And enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Frugal what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Frugal condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington, sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Frugal. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
sitting there. Fill your cup and fill your head. Pull back and breathe the air. Remember what you had to say.
That was Shadow of a Doubt live here on Radio Rubber Room with Marionette. Fantastic, guys. Sounded great.
Thanks,
killer, killer stuff.
Thanks, man. Sounds good in this room.
Yeah, man.
You
it's
got a nice spot.
It's a nice little space. It's like old school, like Motown setup.
It really feels like that, like Sun Studios.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys want to... You guys have two albums, and you're working on a third one. The first one, which originally was just Kevin and Marshall, correct?
That's right.
And there are other members there, but that's all
they have left.
That was called You Are Here. Your second one was Facing You, and you guys are working on a third one that's almost complete. What album is that song off of?
That will be off of the forthcoming.
Awesome.
Yeah, everything we're playing tonight is going to be brand new.
Awesome. Fantastic. Do you guys have a time frame on when it's going to be finished up?
I think we're hoping for early summer, I think, if not before, but that's what we're shooting for.
Like, I noticed y'all's last album came out in 2009, and you're saying all these songs are brand new. Like, are some of them from 2010?
Yeah. Not the one. The ones we're playing tonight are pretty much brand new, like last 6 months or so. But we do, I'd say, have three or four songs from about that time. We've been together in this incarnation about 2.5 years. So I'd say, yeah, three or four of them. But the great thing is we've been refining them and refining them live. And we've been really trying to get the live sound captured. And the song that I think you guys are going to play when you next play one of our songs is a rough mix of a song called Prize Fighter, which is probably one of our oldest new songs. And what we did in that situation was our friend Chelsea Lommers, who owns Scoot Richmond, and everybody should buy all their scooter stuff from Chelsea.
I know Chelsea.
She's pretty much one of the
Chelsea's
cool
got to pay for an ad now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ran that by her.
Oops. But she opened up her space and her heart to us. And so we actually recorded a couple songs in her warehouse space behind her shop.
With oh, that, like live recorded?
Like live recorded. Yeah. And then we brought it back to my house, and we've been mixing it. I have an old mixing board with a lot of sort of, I think, juju in it from Lincoln Center in New York. It was their Metropolitan Opera board. And, you know, we've had a couple of really nice things with Chelsea helping us record it. Alan Bergendahl, who's the bass player in Snowy Owls and is a recording engineer extraordinaire. He's helped me restore that old mixing board. Really captured some cool sounds. And so we're really trying this next album to be super reflective of what we do live.
There was definitely a bunch of cool sounds in that song that y'all just played that I couldn't identify what they were coming out of.
That's good.
Cool. Sean likes cool sounds.
So Adam, you mentioned New York. You're from New York. Are you the only one that's from New York?
I am.
What's your football team?
I really enjoyed the last Super Bowl.
He's a Giants fan too, Sean. Yeah.
Good. You're my friend now.
All right.
He was talking about the last ad. You recently met Jorge Posada?
I did. I was actually in an airport in Miami and was standing in front of Jorge and his son, little Jorge. And it
Jorge
was
too.
Yeah, it was the week between when it was rumored he was going to retire, and then when he actually announced he was retiring, so I wasn't sure what to say to him. So I just said thanks for, 15 years of awesomeness.
I know, man. It's getting.
Did
it's,
you call
yeah,
him Georgie?
It's getting to that point. Like, you can tell by my hat, I'm a Yankees fan as well. And man, I'm dreading the day where you don't see Mariano Rivera walking on in the ninth inning, like. I'm just, as long as that can, like, keep going on.
I'm a Mets fan.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
So
I hate money and winning. Those are my pet peeves.
So Adam, like, what are your ties to Richmond? What made you decide to come down here?
I was like Notre Dame's, and I knew I'd meet all these guys.
Oh, awesome.
I saw the future.
You know, I never had lived anywhere else, and Richmond had a really cool music scene. We had a couple of friends here, and my wife has family in the area. And really, the music scene was what sold me on it. And this was back in 2003, and it's only gotten better. Like the amount of venues and the cool bands that are out there in this town, for such a small town, is just great as a performer.
Who's your favorite local band?
I'd probably have to say Snowy Owls. They super they hit a spot. They hit like a spot like my mid 90s fix, and they're super cool guys, and I think they're doing some really great stuff. So.
Now you guys, I've never seen you with them, but I bet you go well with like the Diamond Center. Do you guys ever do shows with them by chance?
Yeah, we play with them. When was the last show we played with them? I think it was the WRAR event last year. The
Diamond Center
anniversary thing.
Diamond Center is definitely awesome, and I think every time, I think I've said to Kyle at least once or twice, like, when you're playing a show, we should play with you, and when we play a show, you guys should always play with us. Mm-hmm. And if we're playing on the same night, we should have a shuttle bus that will take it from your place to our place. I think there's definitely a nice kinship there.
Now, lyrically, do you do most of the writing, Kevin?
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then how's that process work? I mean, a lot of the majority of lyricists, if they play an instrument as well, it's usually like a keyboard or a guitar.
Right, well, I play guitar, kind of, and piano, kind of, so I usually form the songs in those, and then I give it to these guys, and they make it much
so you don't
better.
Just like start kicking a beat and write
sometimes.
I like
that's actually kind of rare though that I actually form a song from behind the kit. Usually it's sitting in front of the piano or playing.
Do you come? Do you come up with a song in your head and you're like, I want there to be like a dugga 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 kind of thing? Or
sometimes, yeah, that's a good question, man.
I like how you say you kind of play the guitar and kind of play the drums because I'm kind of handsome and I kind of have a lot of money.
Well, good, then you understand.
By a lot of money, you mean $6.
I kind of got a good education.
Me too, man.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and take a break and play a song, and we'll be back with more Marionette.
All right, this is the Inflatables. They're actually playing right now down at Wheezy's Kitchen, and they will be on our Richmond Music Review in a couple weeks.
Word.
At the tobacco company.
The 18th,
this is,
right?
Yeah, long distance.
Sometimes I even get dirty looks from the dog. But that's nothing that would cause me to be disgruntled. Something about you sucks the air right out of my lungs. And that's air I'd rather be breathing. Where daylight ends and darkness begins, blurs together. Stay inside for fear of nasty weather. Whether or not you'll see is up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you direly. Unzip your ears and step out. If it don't bounce back, well, you'll go crazy. In Kansas City, you're not going to get any of my pity. We got a long distance hot breakfast. We got a long distance hot breakfast.
Friends to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around, yes, flick it for texture, right there, almost done, that's the spot. Oh dear, all finished, what a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's fine world of art. Join us next time.
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Somebody get the door!
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers.
Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
New from Spoofco. It's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games!
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different. Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is! Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
We are back, I think, right? We back?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay. That was Prize Fighter. That's going to be on the new album, correct, guys?
That's right.
It is.
And that was a rough mix of it.
Rough mix?
Mm-hmm. But it sounded good.
Yeah.
It sounded really good.
That was recording?
Nice. It was actually our first master of it.
Yeah, that was a recording.
Oh, well, still sounded awesome. I wanted to headbang really slow to it. I want to start my own kind of dancing that's like a mixture between ballet and mosh pit.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. I want to get wasted off like 200-year-old wine when I listen to y'all's music. Do you know who
wine,
I think?
Wine.
Is that a compliment?
We're
quoting that.
It's a compliment. I feel like your music reminds me of like a shotgun that's made out of like fine china.
Shoot it once and it breaks into a million.
It's got like delicate you awesomeness.
You don't shoot it, you just look at it.
I know. Do you know who I think would really like your music?
Who?
Whales.
What kind of whale?
They like China shotguns?
I don't even know what that means.
Me and whales, we go in depth with each other.
I never know what to say sometimes.
I think he was saying it was deep.
Yeah.
So what's the forthcoming album called? Do you guys have a name?
No idea.
Yeah, not yet. It's coming.
Oh. Sorry.
That's all right, man.
So one of you guys is an avid Beach Boys fan.
Did you hear him?
What'd you say?
So one of you fellas is an avid Beach Boys fan?
Yeah, that would be me.
That's super cool.
Oh, you like the boys, huh?
Smiley Smile is my all-time favorite album.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to agree with that.
Cool.
Oh, did you get the Smile box set?
I haven't listened to it yet because most of the music that I listen to is from the 70s, and I like to stay 20 years behind anything that's culturally relevant.
You do a good job of it.
Close to the 70s.
Sean actually, I went over to his house one time, and he put on a Beach Boys song. He's like, listen to this song, man. Mm-hmm. He's like, how many instruments is that? And I'm like, it's a guitar.
It was
that's a ukulele.
It was Are You Getting Hungry? That was the song. Yeah. And really, there's tons of instruments in that song.
Well, that one part, though, it was just a guitar. It just had some effects on it.
And there was also like an organ and a xylophone.
Brilliant.
I can tell the difference between a guitar and a xylophone, at least. One of them you bang with sticks.
Oh, you could bang a guitar with sticks.
Both of them you bang with sticks.
I'm really proud of you.
So, you guys, I know I saw you Are Here is on vinyl. Was Facing You on vinyl too?
None of them are on vinyl. They're all CD press.
I thought I saw that.
Almost.
You could is that's the first one's not on vinyl?
No, we wish it was.
It was just a really, really big CD.
It's a laser disc.
Nice.
I think your website says it's on vinyl. Yeah. I was excited.
I gotta say, I mean, would you guys? I personally, my opinion is, Facing You is one of the best albums that I've heard to come out of RVA. Is there any plan that maybe you guys would release it on vinyl?
You know, we talked about that years ago, and it never happened. But it could. I think that'd be awesome, man.
I think it should.
Yeah, I think this next album, we actually have been talking about how it would be released and
right.
If we would press CDs, if we would just kind of make it bits and bytes. That
maybe
go
vinyl
over the
with
internet.
Like a digital download.
Yeah.
You know?
That
a lot of bands
awesome.
Are doing that.
A lot of bands are doing some really interesting things. And I think it's kind of like a point of inflection of how do you distribute this stuff?
I feel like you guys should put like record a whole song with no lyrics and then just like play it backwards and put lyrics in front of it. Like some kind of psychedelic thing like that.
Done.
Yeah, we've already done that, man.
If you guys wanted to launch like a Kickstarter campaign to try to get Facing You pressed on vinyl, we would definitely help you guys. So
cool.
So
cool.
Just something
awesome.
To think
Thanks,
about.
Dan.
Yeah, no problem.
What about the new album?
No,
we can't do that.
No.
just Facing You.
Just Facing You.
We want to hear it first.
Yeah, it depends on the next two songs.
Yeah.
So you guys got a lot of big stuff coming up, right? South by Southwest, you're going to be playing this year?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, you're not.
You
got to
tell us this stuff. You can't just, you just can't make faces.
Well, wow. Well, we were going to play it, but we couldn't really get much around it, and... What are the other excuses we had?
It was really, you can't get there from here. So it was.
Yeah, it's going to cost a lot of money, so we're just kind of.
We couldn't get any shows in advance.
We're too old. We just thought we need to plan a little further in advance next year.
Is it too late?
Did you guys know it's in Texas?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Is it too late to get on?
Well, it's not. It's the issue of getting shows there.
Getting shows around it, you know, making the journey.
I mean, you can do a Kickstarter for a tour.
It's a little late for that.
Yeah, too late. That's what I was asking. If it was too late,
they're like, we got family.
Thanks for hitting on our sore spot.
Sorry, guys. I thought deep. What's even sore is looking at your Bandcamp page. It states that you guys are going to be playing in Paris on March 9th or France. So.
That is true.
You can get to Paris, not Texas.
Bandcamp, ultra.
No, it's Paris, Texas.
That's why we're not doing South.
The Cracker Barrel there was booking.
Yeah.
Could they have this there?
Speaking of that, what's the weirdest place you guys have played at before? Have you played in like an obscure, like a tea house in China, or just somewhere strange?
What's the strangest place that we've played?
Strangest place.
The hyperlink.
Yeah, that's right.
How about Pink Moon?
Oh.
Is so that strange?
Well, I don't know if it's strange, but it's surreal.
Yeah.
So there's a Pink Moon Festival in a place called Rock Camp, West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It's a really surreal experience. It's about, say, 500 to 1,000 people. They set up a stage in this guy's, Seth, can't remember his last name, but he's awesome. He sets up basically a weekend festival, and we go on at like 3 or 4 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and three That's or four o'clock in the morning
slot, right?
At a hippie festival in the middle of the mountains of West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
with the light show and things that we do, and the fog rolls in. We had a fog machine that totally got overpowered by Mother Nature when we played there last, and that's super surreal because, you know, we get done at like 5 in the morning. And
right, definitely.
At that point, people are pretty well.
There's nothing like watching music on a mountaintop and then crawling back to a tent.
Yeah, right? It's really, like it's like a movie set.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I like that you guys had like 100 things that you brought in here. Did you bring your like light show stuff?
because we heard you guys had a sweet studio light show, so
they made me turn the lights off.
We got that in full effect.
I heard that
can you get Roger in here to like flicker the lights for us?
I heard that you guys like to play like with like old projection movies hitting y'all.
Yes,
we do. Yeah.
How come I'm not seeing any of that?
Thanks, just for Roger. The listeners at home, we now have a light show. Yeah. Roger is flicking the light switch. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's like a live show.
It's really messing with me. I might pass out.
Yeah. No, I think Marshall's having a seizure.
So
let's put some music to it.
I'm sorry.
Do y'all play in the dark because it has something to do with like your eyeballs dilating or something?
We're all possums.
Yeah, you know, actually, you should ask. Kevin should answer that.
Like, I
don't know where the idea originally came from, but we really have sort of gelled around it. So.
What about no lights?
Yeah, and the lights projections. And
projections. Oh, the projections. Oh, well, that's, yeah. It was just an attempt to make everything a lot more, you know, immersive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, my brother does all the film archive stuff,
mm-hmm.
and he puts it all together to, like, you know, kind of go along with the songs. And, yeah, we've been doing that for years, and we just finally actually put it to, you know, the band. And it was, you know, it's one of those things that from day one was like, this is awesome. You know, this is going to be how we're going to appear, you know, to Richmond.
What kind of things do you project up there?
Stock footage?
Say that again?
What kind of stuff do you project?
Well, he pulls a lot from the Prelinger archives, which is like just, you know, all this old footage from turn of the century to like, you know, up to when, you know, it doesn't fall under copyright laws anymore.
Do you have any Great Depression porn?
I'm sure there's some out there. He's come across some pretty crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, some of our, I think, flyers for our shows have pretty sweet photos from that time. And in fact, I believe Chelsea has helped him with a video for one of our newest songs. And there might be a little, you know, blue material in there.
That's right, man.
So you should check that one out.
So have you guys ever synced it up on DVD with an album? Like, have you?
Good question, man. We're actually going to do that on this next venture.
Thanks for appreciating my question.
Hey, man.
That felt good.
You're so good at asking pointed questions.
So that's definitely something you guys have in the works. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, like a DVD just, or something with
Synced up
to like the whole album or something like that.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to take another little break here, and we'll be coming back with more from Marionette Guy, some more live tunes, some more music.
Simon's mom, she's coming out.
Simon's mom's going to be showing up here in a few, but this is Silo Effect with Surfaces.
Who's mom?
Momentous is as the moment does. Have fun, look around, but don't be thinking that this is all that there ever was. Look past the surfaces, 'cause surfaces as surfaces.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
Never gets old. Never gets old.
I feel like you listen to that 23 hours a day.
It's the only time anyone's ever written a song about me that had my name in it.
You wrote that song.
No, the DJ Williams Project wrote it. You were here.
You were with them.
Well, yeah. What? Shut up. All right. Crying over a milkshake.
How's it going, beautiful?
Talking to me or Sean?
I'm talking to you, baby.
It's going good. I don't like when you talk to me in that tone, though.
I don't like the fact that I can't see you in that room. How does it feel being in a dark room with four men? alone.
She's used to it.
Like always.
It's your like natural always. Environment, huh?
But yeah, so I've got some show picks for you, Dan.
Okay. Well, you don't want to talk to me? You're just like...
What do you want to talk about?
Wham, bam, and you're out? You use me for my radio show? So you can do your show picks?
You use me for my show picks for your radio show.
Just so everyone listening at home knows, Simon's mom is the cornerstone of Radio Rubber Room.
She is. She makes it all happen. She keeps us together. Right, Simon's mom?
Well, me and Derek...
Yeah, you and Derek together.
Me and Derek. We're a team.
She drives us places and packs us lunches.
She does.
I take care of my boys. Mm-hmm. I take care of my boys.
Except for me. You won't let me in your minivan.
I told you can ride in the back.
You haven't been in the 97 Chrysler?
Nope.
Oof, that thing is legend.
Yes.
It is legend.
One time I lost my pants because they wouldn't come off the back seat. Ooh. It was like they were surgically attached.
Nice. Oh, yeah, it is. I was in there at one point. Me and Simon's mom were kind of tight for a little while, and I did feel dirty after I left your minivan.
Well, thanks for the new seat cover, Sean. I really needed it.
Why do you have a small mattress laying on your back seat, by the way?
Why are you... I'm a lady, Dan. That is not a question you ask a lady.
Do you sleep in the back of your minivan?
Sometimes.
I don't think there's sleeping going on.
All right, Simon's like where mom, this is going. You can do your show picks.
All right, tonight at Wheezy's Kitchen, you can see Ben Butterworth. He's playing a solo acoustic set. And also tonight at Belly Timber, you can see Kid Is Qual. And I just heard about those guys. I feel like I could really dance to that.
Yes.
I feel like I could really dance to that. Tomorrow night at the Camel, 9 o'clock, I'm going to go dance to No BS Brass Band and shake it.
Nice.
And shake it. You make me feel awkward, Dan.
Really? Why? I can't see you. I'm like trying to stare through the darkness at you.
Also on Friday night, Barrel House is going to be playing some blues at Home Team Grill. And also going on that night, the Southern Bells are going to be at the Republic. So a lot going on Friday night. I left some stuff out. There's a lot of good shows Friday night. Yes.
A lot of music is going on in Richmond. When is, you guys are playing Strange Matter soon, right?
Yeah, that's right. March 16th. Friday night.
And then you guys head to New York, right?
Right.
Yep. Yeah, March 29th.
29th in Union Hall.
There, Union Hall. Should be good.
Brooklyn.
Those are the only two shows you guys have booked thus far, huh?
Yeah, you know, we've been keeping it a little bit quiet to try to get our arms around this recording. So we've got about six songs. We're just about to be done mixing. So we're trying to get those out the door.
Really focusing on that.
Well, I would love to go to New York, so just throwing it out there. If you guys don't have enough room for all your equipment, I do have a van.
They have a big van. I think it looks like
Why
you guys
don't you
have...
Why come in our van?
Yeah, right?
Their van has a sideways... I'm blushing. Has a sideways couch.
You could look at our infinity lights.
I'm speechless and blushing.
They came here with a trailer and everything.
They got a kegerator in their van as well, right?
I'm in. All right, so Saturday night, also at the Camel, you can go see the Polychrons in Zaddy. Okay, and then there's not really a lot going on Sunday that I saw. I didn't really... Sunday, just stay home, relax. Unless there's something...
Yes, Strange Matter, the Milkstains are playing, man.
So Sunday night, it's Strange Matter. Go see the Milkstains.
Yep, I'm
Love
going
those
there.
Guys.
Yeah, there's. I think it's with the band from New York. I'm probably... incorrect there, but I'll definitely be there on Sunday. So
okay, so and then on Monday night, the Inflatables will be at the Campbell, and then Tuesday, Sean, your comedy night. Tell the people about your comedy night.
Every Tuesday at the Republic is the Raffle, that stands for something about laughing.
Yep,
and it's definitely a good time. We had the first one on Tuesday; It was awesome. Were you there, Simon's mom?
No, she was not. She doesn't do comedy. She does music.
I like comedy. Comedy is like, at least, comedy is in the top five best medicines.
That's cool. What are the other four?
Laughter is in the top five best medicines.
What's the other four?
There's a couple others.
Are they legal substance? are they legal?
It depends.
Is the penicillin?
Yeah. No, that's not, that's just necessary.
Pepto? No, not.
I imagine at your age, how old are you again?
Dan.
I imagine at your age, you've probably built up some sort of an immunity to penicillin, right?
That's possible. I don't know. Stop asking me about my age.
Simon's mom has been injected with more penicillin than any other living human.
Safety first.
She sometimes injects herself with penicillin when she's not even sick. She's, oh, yeah, penicillin. I love it.
That is not how I sound.
Well, the beginning of penicillin is like your favorite thing.
That was a bad impression of me.
You take the cillin out of penicillin, and I feel like you love it.
I don't get it.
Think about it later.
Okay. So those are my show picks. Anything else you want to talk about, Dan?
I got a lot to talk about. You don't want to have... I feel like there's tension between us. I feel like it's some sort of sexual tension. Would that be correct?
No, not at all.
No?
At least on this end.
Anyway, this Tuesday we got tons of good acts. If you want to come out, it's a Valentine's Day special. Jennifer Lemons, she'll be doing a set.
Yeah, she's a well-known writer. She's got like the best Twitter feed in Richmond.
She's in D.C. right now doing a show, too.
She's an ex-plus model film star, adult film
allegedly.
Star.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. I'm very intrigued by that because I am a current adult film watcher.
You guys have a lot in common, man.
Yeah, no, we're already like halfway there.
You guys are already friends, kind of.
Yeah, like 14 people are my friends now.
I got to tell you, I was there at the last raffle. Sean hosted it. He's going to be hosting every time. Even if you don't like comedy, you have to come out to watch this kid host it, man. It's like a 10-year-old chugged a pot of coffee and just goes nuts on stage. It's insane. You're a maniac, man.
I tell jokes really fast and I laugh at them. And the audience is like, huh? And I'm like, that was funny. You guys should have laughed.
He does this thing where he emphasizes the punchline of the joke, and he ends up like leaning onto one foot, kicks his leg out to the side, and shoots his arm. It like juts out, juts.
There's definitely not a lot of mystery behind my stand-up.
No, not at all, not at all. The Republic, and next Wednesday it'll be the Dream Machine with, do you know the...
Gypsy Healers.
Yes, Gypsy Healers. That's awesome. That's going to be sick, dude.
That's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
That is cool that they jumped right on that.
So I got to ask you, I mean, you are in the room with five guys, four of them being known musicians who are here to play, the other one being kind of an amateur, okay musician. Are you getting groped?
Guys.
Are you getting groped in there at all? I mean, do you feel uncomfortable? Is it?
No. None of these guys are creepy.
You don't want to come in here and sit with me?
I mean, I'm going to New York with them, apparently, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, you're going to be in a van with them, but you won't even come in here and sit with me, so.
If
whatever, you're
in a
van,
Simon's mom. You had a guitar, maybe.
You use me. You use me for my radio show.
Buy a guitar and a van, and we'll talk, Dan, okay?
All right, maybe. I'll do my best. So, all right, Simon's mom, thank you for coming on and sharing your show picks with us.
Hey, you're welcome, Dan. Thanks.
And,
thanks for having me.
Do you want to announce a song? Do you have a rundown in front of you?
Yeah, let me get Derek to hand it to me. Okay, yeah, it's Downbeat Switch with Castaway.
By the way, Downbeat Switch, I did a photo shoot with them for RVA Magazine, and Jenna, the lead singer, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the band, she was like, I gotta tell you, I just saw the best band I've seen in a long time, and I was like, who is it? She was like, Marionette. And I was like, Jenna, I know about them. So.
All right, yeah, Downbeat Switch with Castaway, actually a live recording, first released here on Radio Rebel Room. Do it. For myself.
is ZomZom with Al-Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Are you depressed? Do you have trouble getting up in the morning? Do you sometimes wonder what the meaning of life is? Well, my friend, inhale the holiness that is Golden Gates. With one Bible verse on each Golden Gate, you'll be able to get the maximum amount of God's love with each and every puff. Hallelujah! Golden Gates. Walk with me on the path to salvation, brothers and sisters. Praise Him and let the essence fill you. On the seventh day, the Lord rested, and on the eighth day, God created Golden Gates. Full-flavored, bold, and robust, just like our Lord and Savior. Every Golden Gate will bring you one step closer to heaven. Hallelujah! Golden Gates, now in menthol.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, ist Hitler's Brownies. Ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Sie Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! Mine struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available. Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mein cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, das cupcake heilen. The cupcake ist mein Führer.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
I'm the
Antenna by Marionette live here on Radio Rubber Room. Very nice, guys. It's very, very, very cool stuff. Now, I noticed, Kevin, you've got some stuff written on your snare drum.
Yeah, those were lyrics.
Lyrics? Are you cheating?
Maybe.
Are you cheating on the quiz? Yeah.
The quiz.
And they're new songs, man. So what do you expect?
That's cool, man. I've never.
Stop giving Kevin.
What are you
going to
do next
dude?
Time? You know, with the next well, new songs.
I haven't memorized by that
time. Yeah, I think right. That song is like 5 years old now.
It's great that y'all have songs that are that old.
What?
I said it's great that they have 5 years old worth of material.
Sure.
I mean, cool. 5 years ago, I was a totally different person.
As
just,
were we.
I was just dropping out of high school. You know,
oh, man, you gotta get your GED.
It's a proud moment for your family, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was the first one to make it through middle school in many a year, so let's credit them with that.
Well
and
done.
How to become a radio show host?
And I don't know if you noticed,
and not get paid for it.
But I don't work in the lunchbox factory, so
you don't. The lunchbox factory? Do they still have lunchboxes?
Is there one in Ashland?
They're made in China now. They're all made.
They're more
China.
Like bags now, right?
I'm an immigrant.
From where?
Well, my people first immigrated to China, and then I was born, and then I immigrated to America.
That's a lie.
So I'm an Italian Chinese American.
You're lying to a lot of people right now, at least five.
I'm not telling the truth to them.
Well said.
Yeah, that's how I see it. So Marionette, you know, there's a couple of fears that I have. One of them is being in a room in the dark with other men. And you guys stare that boldly in the face. You know, a couple of my other fears, swallowing my own face, and waking up with a polar bear in my room in the middle of the night. Do you guys have any fears at all?
I have a weird fear. I have a fear that I used to have this recurring dream where there would be snakes and spiders that would jump at me, and my only defense was to eat them. So I'm afraid that I'm going to eat spiders and snakes sometime.
did you have those dreams when you were sleeping outside, by any chance?
It was actually happening. And it wasn't a snake.
It was one time.
Oh, no.
You guys are out of control.
One time I fell asleep at this festival next to this dude, and I was like putting my fingers in his mouth while he was sleeping. He woke up the next morning and told me he had a very similar dream to what you told me.
I'm like, never falling asleep within 20 miles of you.
The thing is, when I sleep, I like my fingers to be in like warm, tight crevices. So like, if you're near me, I'm just going to like touch things that I don't know what they are. And once they get warm and cozy, that's where they're going to stay.
Cool. Well, all right. So
one guy is afraid of some weird-ass dream. What are the rest of you guys afraid of? Nothing. They're like, nothing.
Fearless.
We stare fear in the face.
Okay, so you're dropped out of a plane with no parachute at 30,000 feet. What do you do?
Fall and die.
But are you scared?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd be
I think you've
got to
let go at that point.
I mean,
yeah.
I have no parachute.
To terms
I'm
with
just
it.
Like, you know what?
Yeah. This is going to happen.
I'm going to enjoy the next 10 seconds.
Enjoy the ride.
Luckily, at 30,000 feet, I think your body just explodes. So you won't even know anything that happens. You'll just be like fluid, I think.
Yeah. So, cool.
So anyway.
Yeah, the last song was called Antenna.
Antenna, yes.
Okay. I'm a little curious because I know that you're a big Beach Boys fan, and, right. And you can definitely hear like Brian Wilson in your, you know, some inspiration in what you do. Yeah. How do you feel about Wilson Phillips? Did you ever get into them?
Not a fan, unfortunately.
Not a fan. So
no. Seriously,
they didn't.
Didn't do much for me.
That was kind of my like. My
sure Brian Wilson is a fan of Wilson Phillips.
The band is having turmoil right now over Wilson Phillips.
I think one of those guys was a real big fan of Wilson Phillips. Anyway.
Oh yeah.
I like that you guys like totally are learning things about each other even now. Like Wilson Phillips, I don't want to be in a band with you.
Forget it.
So who's your favorite drummer that sings, or do you have one?
God, that's a tough one.
Probably Karen Carpenter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Voice of an angel and also a badass drummer. Yeah.
What about the band? You can't. What about the band? I'm blanking on his name right now.
The Carpenters?
Yeah, yeah.
I love Lee Von Helm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely those two, more over, you know, Don Henley and all the others.
So I bet you can pat your head and rub your stomach really well.
I can.
The coordination just baffles me. Like, Sean can barely sit.
One time he actually did the entire show. He thought it was a good idea to bring a gallon of chocolate milk and try to drink it all on the air.
I think we should just have 5 minutes.
Sean really likes dairy products. Yeah. You guys need to get more dairy sponsorships.
We're going to have 5 minutes dedicated to dairy on every show. Here's some of my favorite kinds. Cheese. Yogurt. And cheese. Back to the radio show, Derek.
What about cheese mixed with yogurt?
That's tapioca pudding or something, and you're getting into a whole new realm. I like the texture of my food to be smooth and not questionable in nature. I don't even know what tapioca is. Is that a fruit?
Sounds delicious. How about you guys? What's your feelings on tapioca?
I think it's tree bark.
He digs it. He digs it.
I don't know.
It.
If somebody gave it to me, I'd probably eat it.
Good to know.
I want to start a war against cottage cheese.
I agree with that, and I would sign up, and I would be right on your right hand.
I love cottage cheese.
Let's destroy all the cottage cheese in the world.
Agree.
Better yet, let's just kill all the goats. That'll put it.
All right, now you went too far.
Goat cheese, man.
Does cottage cheese come from goats?
He doesn't know.
I want to check your facts on that.
Does it come from cheese?
I've been to the zoo and I haven't seen any cottages there. So I just jumped up to the next animal that I know makes cheese. Like squirrel milks cheese. You'll love it. It's really nutty.
And I'm at a loss of words.
Yeah. Do you want to take over here, Derek?
Take over? Roll yeah. with it. Wow. So Marionette. All right, we've talked about a lot. We've got the new album coming out very soon, hopefully earlier summer. Got some shows coming up. I mean, how far are you guys trying to take this thing? What's the next level? What's the year? Where do you guys want to be in a year?
Marshall, take that.
I would like to either, one, rule the world, or be opening for a band like, say, Flaming Lips or Radiohead. But realistically, in a year, it would be good if we are playing, instead of like 35 shows this past year, playing 75 shows.
So more than doubling the shows.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
You guys are going up to New York soon. How many spots are you going to hit along the way? Or is it just a straight shot and back?
I think we're hoping on, it's like 3-day, like long weekend.
Mm.
Yeah. I think Philly, D.C.
Mm. Sweet.
Yeah, should be good. Yeah.
I find that it's good for bands to do that. That's play shows.
Yeah.
I hear that. I hear that's the only way you make music money these days in music, is playing shows.
What's
We are failing at all of them, so.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of bands have different takes on how often they should play locally. Do you guys have any thoughts on that? Do you guys try to space out your shows locally, or?
I think every 6 months we change our philosophy 180 degrees. So we say, oh, we'll play a fewer shows, and then we play, let's just play all the time.
Mm.
I think it just really varies. And I think what we're more focused on now are finding great bills with great bands locally where people will go and stay, and it just be a night of music that the same people would come and hang out and see all the different bands and maybe get exposed to some different things. So that's what we've been trying to do.
And you guys have definitely gotten a lot of good press. Locally.
Great press. Not even locally. I mean, you guys have been getting good press all over the place.
Have you guys seen that impact your turnouts? Like, new people showing up to the shows? More people showing up to the shows?
You know, people seem to find music and bands in general, and I think us, as we've had this as well, just in totally random ways.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is word of mouth. A lot of it is, I saw you guys open for this band, and I otherwise would never go to the Camel or a Balasso, but I saw you guys were playing and thought I'd check you out. I think those are the biggest drivers, I think, are shows and just being out and talking to people for us, I think.
Our fans are also kind of like
hide in the shadows kind of people. I met somebody recently that said they've been coming to our show for the past shows for the past 3 years for the first time.
Unless they're all liars.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hey,
I've been coming to there. Yeah.
Well, all our fans are.
I was at your
liars.
First show.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, can we're gonna go ahead and take a little break really quick, and we're gonna play a song, and we'll come back, and you guys are gonna play one more for us, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
This is Dane Ferguson with Fire Blue.
Left foot, right foot down the street. A little bit of money in my pocket, the clothes on my back, the shoes on my feet. What more could I need? A pretty little woman that's on my arm. Keep me drunk and keep me warm. Allow me to say that I am glad you came my way. You're in the fire, I'm in the fire too. We're burning higher, deeper, brighter, burning with our fire.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land famous for most juicy delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium, make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel. Or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious 5-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
In order to live in a more perfect society, it is important to know about money. Money is a way for people to trade goods and services with one another. Some money is printed on paper, and it's colorful and pretty. It can also sometimes be drab and have pictures of 300-year-old dudes on it. Lesser denominations of money are given out as tokens. They are round, shiny things. Different values of paper money and coins generally have different images. Money has many different names like dough, clams, bananas, moolah, cash, and cashola, beans, benjamins, bills, bread, and the dippy dappy. They say money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you yachts, though. Can't buy me love? Negotiable. There's just something I love about yachting. Money is the root of all evil. Well, I'll see you in hell, buddy. A penny saved is a penny earned. Good luck with those pennies, pal. Try grabbing a nickel or 400,000. So if you're looking to get money, you can't afford it. If you have money, share the wealth, friend. Make money a part of your life today.
Money.
back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
die more eyes.
That was awesome.
That was a good ass tune.
Definitely.
See the Sky by Marionette here on Radio Rubber Room.
Now, I got to ask you guys a question because, you know, especially talking about something like Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, and Pet Sounds, for instance. This day and age, do you think it's really hard to be groundbreaking musicians?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. It's more about, you know, hopefully songwriting versus being like just like the sum of the players, you know?
I feel like it would be just so tough to break a culture boundary, like in the 60s when they were like button-up shirts and stuff and the Bleedles came over. And
the Bleedles?
And it was totally... that's the goat version. It was totally different. Scene, you know, now you could come out with some super crazy music and people are just gonna be like, I've heard it all.
Now you guys talked about the textures and, you know, the next album being something that's very like something that people obviously can feel when they listen to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your stage show is by far, I mean, when I heard the album, I love the music, and then when I came out, I was kind of like curious as to how it was going to translate, and it blew me away, like the stage performance. Have you ever considered maybe, like, in addition to the four members that are in the band, maybe adding like an installation artist of some sort?
They kind of just did that themselves in here. You guys, when the song towards the end slowed down and the music slowed down, and all you could basically hear is the string noise on your guitar, that little bit of string noise left over, like they all got still in here. It was just sitting there statuesque, you know, not moving at all. That was really kind of cool. Just it's like the music was shutting down and like you guys were just still.
Installation art, I mean, to go along with your music, is that maybe like a new thing, or are you aware of bands doing interesting things like that to try to be cutting edge?
I've definitely seen some bands who have an artist who, like, interprets the music by drawing it while they play. You know? I think that's pretty cool. And we have the videos.
So yeah, I think what the videos have been doing, and more recently Keith and Chelsea have been adding more fluidity and more improv to the video as well. So they actually have started. We used to have static videos; they would always be the same, and they've now added to that with bringing in other visuals and bringing other things in and out. I think we want to do more with that. We've also started doing things with different lights and lights that shoot out into the audience versus just, you know, shooting on us. And we're starting to do things like that. I think for all of us, though, I want to say, you know, the biggest thing for us is letting go, which is really hard, I think, for us. It just is like as we are as people. I think we're pretty, you know, fairly normal and put together kind of people who just can let loose, and this is an outlet for that. And I think we're calculated when we write our songs, when we think about things, and then when it comes to playing, I think just leaving things up to chance is I think the biggest leap that we've made in the last 2 years. And you know, it's not like every time we play a song it has to sound exactly like this. Let's just see what happens. And that's been, I think, allowing us to just feel it more. And
Now, yeah, when we play live, we really not only connect with like one another and feel that kind of freedom, but we really try to like draw in the audience, you know, whether it's visually with the lights or the videos, but also, you know, musically, and allow them to feel that improvisational kind of energy and just...
Yeah, but to answer your question, Dan, energy. You know, we're open to anything, you know.
Well, you guys are essentially... Do you know anyone? You guys are essentially installation artists. But, you know, I guess it wouldn't be, it might be kind of cool to see you guys with, you know, somebody who specifically is an installer.
Yeah. Do you guys have a permanent light guy right now that's doing your lights full time?
So Keith and Chelsea, who do the videos, are also doing lights for us now. And they've like taken it on and super like run with it.
Keith does the videos, Chelsea does the lights.
This is Keith Cornell, Kevin.
Yeah, this is my brother.
Chelsea Lammers.
So we really have some good support at the shows with some of the visual aspects.
Yeah, in fact, when we were talking about the recordings we're doing at Chelsea's Scoot Richmond, they actually did the lights there, and they videotaped it as well as us audio recording it, and that was a really big part of it. And so, you know, Dan, what you were saying before about maybe releasing something together, videos and music, that was something we want to keep from that, because we actually have the recording of the actual song.
Do you know what I think would be a really cool thing? If you all did like just played normal movies and did a show, and it was like, come see the newest film, Blockbuster. And Marionette is also going to play music the whole time.
Yeah, you know, recently I met the guy who does the silent movie revival here in Richmond. We did a Secretly Y'all together at Balasso. I don't know if you guys heard of that, but we were both telling stories that night. It's a storyteller series that's monthly at Balasso, and it was I told a story there. It was the first time I'd been there, and it's really an amazing thing to go and see in a really different medium. And I was talking to him, and we would love to do something like that where they bring bands in and haven't seen the movie before, and you just have to react to what's playing on screen. And that's something I think we're about doing.
We're almost out of time. I hate to cut everybody off. Marionette, the place where people can purchase both, and I think it's safe to assume that the third album, in addition to You Are Here and Facing You, is probably going to have You in the title. Would that be safe to assume? Or
just call it You.
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 Just the letter. Just the letter.
And Marionette, MarionetteBand.com, is that?
MarionetteMusic.com.
Marionette Music. Twitter, Marionette Music.
And Facebook,
Marionette. Yeah,
Marionette. Hey, guys, definitely one of my favorite live shows to see. I've only seen you once. You're going to see me out at Strange Matter, most definitely, man. And right, I can't wait till the next album comes out, so I'm stoked.
Thank you guys for having us. Pleasure, it's been a lot of fun. On. Hope to do it again.
All right, guys, until next week, who's our guest, Eric?
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ.
Mike Millions, am I still alive?
AM, right, yep. And now, 102.9 FM, WHAN.